You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
And this brethren, Parshat Kedoshim, that it's forbidden to curse a deaf. So we learned, actually, it's not for the sake of somebody that is not able to hear. The Talmud Shah is giving respect to the one that is going to curse, Chas V'Shalom. So here, the Talmud Shah is teaching us an interesting thing, that to evaluate your neshama, to know what great your soul is all about, you have to monitor the words that comes out of your mouth. To know who has a pure neshama or the other way around. Opposite of it, you have to see what type of dictionary you use. Is it kosher, semi-kosher, very kosher? So that means every word that comes out of your mouth shows that what type of neshama you have. So here when he says, don't curse a deaf, you're not hurting the one that is not able to hear. So actually, Tratana Usha is teaching us that for your benefit, you have to learn to use positive words. It's an interesting quote that Harav Sifti Kohen, the Talmid, the student of Rabbeinu Ariyah Kadosh, Harav Sifti Kohen brings, the Torah says, Lo Tegalel Heresh. Heresh means somebody that is not able to hear. How do you write it? Heresh? Het, Resh, and Shin.
Ah,
Het, Resh, Shin. So now Rav says a very beautiful insight. He says, Heresh is Rashi Tevot, it's the first letter of Chaim Ra'im Shelcha. That means the terrible circumstances in your life. Chaim means life. Ra'im means not good. Shelcha means yours. So that means, Arab teaches us that many times people, Chalil al-Has, they curse themselves. See what type of life I have. See what I go through. See what happened to me. Why such a thing has to happen to me? So when the Torah says Lo Tegalel Heresh, it means Chaim Ra'im Shelcha. Because you see, ay, 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 see what I go through, see what happened to me. So now here, Harav is teaching us that means if you become bitter because of what has happened to you, so that means you're denying the verdict of Hashem. Say, Hashem made a mistake. Why he has to do this to me? Hashem doesn't like me. Hashem wants to torture me. Aha. Is that right? Yeah? Chas v'shalom. So here, Harav says a very beautiful thing. Lo te'gal el heresh. Don't, Chas v'shalom, look at your life in such a negative way. Don't make yourself bitter. And as you know, bitterness is contagious. So when they look at you, they say, you know, you're down. What's the first impression that they get from you? And they'll say, what's happening? What happened to you? And then, you know, everybody becomes bitter. You know, there are places that you see security system. What does that mean?
Not to save.
I'm saying, but what is it? What type of equipment they have?
Cameras.
So now, just imagine, we're going to go do the experiment. You ready?
We'll go to where?
Experiment. We're going to do an experiment. But don't play around with anything. Just listen. Just imagine there are two cameras on both corners, right? One is black and white, one is color, right? So now you're looking at the monitor, right? What do you see?
Black and white and color.
I know. What's the difference between the black and white camera? Do you have it in your office? Do you have one?
Yes.
And the color camera, what's the difference?
The one with the color is presentable. The one with black and white is not.
No, you're not listening. Don't play. What's the difference between black and white camera and the color camera? You're looking at the monitor. What's the difference? There's no difference. The black and white camera shows how many people?
Two.
And the color, how many it shows?
Two.
There's no difference. There's no difference?
But the color one is more clear than the black and white.
Which one you like better?
The color
one. But they both show the same thing, no?
Yes.
But the color one you like better?
Yes.
How that one became color? How did it become color?
They inject different things into it so it gives color to it.
So the system of the color camera is a little bit different.
Yes.
Because the other one has less of
technology
in it compared to the color one. But they both look at the same thing. They show the same thing. One is black and white, and one
is color.
Now, don't forget this experiment. In life, that's how it is. It depends what type of camera you have. How you look at things. Is it higher technology? You see it either black and white or
color.
Wow. You know what it is? The color camera, what a beautiful. You see the colors. You see, wow. What a beautiful, wonderful jacket he's wearing. We don't look at this tie. But the black and white, you don't see this thing. It's all black and white. And that's how people look at life. Either it's black or
white.
That's it. Yeah, that's why they're always bitter. They're not happy. You know, they cannot even giggle them. It doesn't work. Why? Because in so much into bitterness, it's hard to get them out. Why? Because unfortunately, the camera is only black. You know, sometimes the camera burns. Shame your affair. You don't know who's outside. It's a burn. That's how you look, though. So that's why Harav Sifter Kohen is teaching us. Artegalel Cheresh Chaim Raim Shelcha. Because it's all your fault. Because your camera has to be. Upgraded. You have to make it
color
camera. And you see how things become beautiful, happy, sameach. And you see how life changes. And that's what we need to do. Hashem Yizakenu with a nice, nice, beautiful color camera.
Amen.
And it's going to be Yeshuot, B'sorot Tovot, Kol Am Yisrael.
Yeah.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.